Dude, what the fuck? Oh, we're back for the first time in a fucking month and a half.
Yeah.
At the Powerhouse Garage.
Oh, well, this is before that.
Like family friendly environment now.
Yeah, no shit. Got fucking Iron Man working in here tonight.
This sucks.
Fuck. Dude, she jumped so fucking high.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised she didn't run inside to have to go pee yet, like, holding it in.
Oh, yeah, I'm here, I'm back, Justin's here. Tipped not to freeze our dicks off tonight. It's a cold motherfucker out there tonight.
Yep.
Fuck Illinois, dude, I'm ready to go to goddamn Texas.
Yeah.
Brandon, you better watch yourself out there, goddamn. I'm going to start moving my shit down there.
No, I don't have a car because nobody put oil
in. Yeah, slowly, just over like a couple visits. Like, he's like, wait, he left some of this shit here. And he's like, no.
He bought a U-Haul and left it in my driveway.
Why ain't got nothing, babe?
Hit it again.
Why don't
I
have none, babe?
I don't fucking know. Scare her like a dog with the vacuum. Just hit the metal again real quick. Bah! Okay, so Richie, numero uno. So I don't remember who
Richie's here, by the way.
Yeah, Richie, special guest. I don't remember who I heard it from. I was talking to somebody. They were saying something about that. Apparently, you had blocked Scott's Wi-Fi access to his Xbox. And then here's the main thing. Okay, so he said it was for some, like, it was happening because of some other reason, like. Something that sounded real fishy.
Scott?
Yeah. He said it was like because of this, you told him a certain reason, and he said it just didn't sound like a good reason. Well,
sometimes it goes
there
on,
you
go. Sometimes it goes off.
Some fucking bugs, dude. You know how it is.
Microsoft. Well, dude, don't sue us.
If not, the motherfucker stays up, like you talk about at 1, stays up till like 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. Dude, go to bed.
You know? Yeah, no, I'll tell you, but that night shift's a motherfucker, you know? Though. What days do you have off? Normally.
Sunday. Saturday.
Hey, he's probably fucking, yeah, he's, you know, trying to kill them hours out, keep that sleep schedule kind of fucked up. So. Fuck, dude, it's been a fucking month.
I wonder if he's going to change his fucking, this whole last, like, what, since early November, I think, or maybe late October?
That's
he's
mine.
Had it.
Yeah.
Tax free.
Oh, who's that? Yeah.
Scott.
Yeah.
He's been doing it ever since he got the job, basically. That.
That's not good. Did I not say he was going to do that?
Yeah, I already knew he was going to do it because he told me if he ever gets into like a reason to need money, which he hasn't done anything with any of the money that he's gotten. It's like, dude, all that money you could have been like putting back, bro. Like, pay whatever to him for living here and put whatever back for.
He's going to start looking for an apartment, I guess, like here next couple weeks.
Is that what he told you?
He's already been looking. Yeah, he's determined to get on his own. He wants his own room and shit.
Maybe that's what it took us having to have like a.
Well, I heard a little something around the. Heard something around the grapevine. He's been hanging out with Danielle again.
He's
a very pregnant Danielle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Okay?
Richard, yeah.
Here's the thing. I can
just the other night.
He was here?
No, he went somewhere. So I'm going to my dad's. And,
Oh, did you message his dad?
No.
Oh, dude, that would have been funny.
Early, he was telling me about this chick. I was like, you come hang out? So I was like, no, hang out here, dude.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, what's the. Like, dude, you.
At least he's telling you where
single,
he's going.
But he didn't. I'm going to my dad's.
Yeah, so he basically.
So it's like. So I was telling my brother that, and I told about that. He's like, I'm going to tell him I drove by there. Looking for him, his truck wasn't there.
Yeah.
Get to see if
just fuck with him. He'll be sweating all the. Ooh, you know.
Well, no. He's like, fucking, I think your sister was the one that fucking told me because he'd come over there with her. Justin's sister. Chelsea. He'd come over there and brought, like, Daniel. Yeah, well, he was picking his shit up. His shit's still over there.
Yeah, I knew he still had some over there, but he didn't tell me. Bro, he fucking did that.
I seen his bed. Holy fucking shit, dude. Me and Ashley were laughing the whole fucking night, dude. Yeah, it's fucking straighter.
This
bitch
was flat.
Yeah.
And yeah, you got it perfectly curved.
Probably heat up the middle a little more and probably get like a pit. Well, you need to
I got a little ball pin hammer.
See, that's what you would need. Something like that, so it can ding, it can curve the metal back out.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, that's what I would use if you heated it up some more.
Richie, the Bob the Builder motherfucker here.
I mean, yeah.
So it's like,
shit, my buddy at work, he has a fucking, like, a whole setup for fucking doing blacksmithing and fucking all. I mean, I was like, dude.
Christmas.
I was like, you ever want to do, you want to get me a gift for like Christmas or some shit like that? I was like, dude, I was like, make me a Jaeger chain link fucking like koozie.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about that. Your buddy from work.
You mean like a nice little lanyard?
Yeah, how about you fuck yourself to death, John?
It's a nice...
To death.
Such a nice lanyard. Look at that, Richie.
I hope he rubbed that all over his balls and you've just been touching it the whole time.
Real nice. Yeah, I got that second hand. I wonder who the fuck first person had it was, huh? That one that was stabbing you?
No, the one I was holding it. The metal first. I swear I thought I fucking threw it back down on top of here.
Shit. But no, yeah, so we're fucking like in that room and they're all smoking and shit. And I'm looking at that fucking bed and dude, there's like, it looked like he'd been wiping his ass on his bed.
Like just whenever he just comes in and he has too much extra, he just like folds it between his butt cheeks and like wipes
for it. Man. No,
like it's a like, dog.
I told
dude,
her.
Like,
I was laying there and I was like, "Don't touch that fucking bed because you'll be breathing in Scott's fucking jizz dust."
All them poor babies.
Dude, that was why I seen some meme. It was a while back, and it's like, dude, I fucking jack off and kill millions of kids a fucking day. Who the fuck are you, man?
Yeah.
<It's> like, fuck.
Jesus.
Oh. So good Christmases, I guess.
Oh yeah.
Justin, good Hanukkah. You fucking Jew.
Hey, I'd be way better with my money if I was Jewish.
Okay? No, you wouldn't.
Let's just be serious about this. Yeah, because you're a Jew. Yeah. Automatically good with money, man.
God damn, look, man. This is the M&B podcast, not the racist dickhead podcast, right?
Hey,
son of a bitch.
No, no, here's the thing. Chill, bro. If you go up to a Jew and you ask them that, they'll say the same fucking thing. They're not ashamed of it.
I'm
good with my money, I'd be happy as fuck.
I'm
right?
You. I'm good with money.
You're Jewish? No, you're not. Shut up, Richie. Don't lie to me.
No, I'm a proud Jew, though. I'm a Jew with a hooker, dude. I'll Jew you your last fucking dollar. I'll sell your shirt back to you.
Well, you used it in my washer, so I'm going to sell it back to you for... Like, I'm surprised that's not a fucking thing. You don't see a lot of whole Jewish families owning fucking laundromats and shit. Doing some stupid shit like that, the leftover clothes, and they just start reselling the leftover clothes.
They actually have a market next door. Oh, no, that'd be like Chinese.
Yeah, oh. Brace yourselves, people. Fuck yeah.
I've been meaning to fix this fucking stool from out here.
Hell yeah, dude.
Well, I had one here, and the Thumber Brothers snapped it. I broke this one. He snapped this one because he was using it to step on to fucking get on the stool.
Oh my god.
And it just fucking just cracked. So.
Foot goes right through.
That is not a fat guy friendly chair right now. I'm glad I didn't fucking sit in
it. It will be. It's going to be braced. You need to put some cross braces in there. Give him that extra support.
You know, I just put this one piece and we're golden. Golden corn, boy.
Take one shift to the fucking left and just, oh god!
Yeah, shit. I would put a.
I've killed many a chair that
I'm
looked like
you,
that.
I'm telling you, if you did like a cross brace in there and like wedge it up underneath the seat. Oh, well, you guys, you don't have
construction worker Justin Nickel here.
Yeah! Hey, I was fucking carpentry, dude.
You sucked.
If I could have went to that advanced class instead of having to fucking take another one to graduate.
Mm-mm.
I didn't even care about graduating on time. You know, I should have realized that I could have just taken that carpenter class and been like, all right, I'll just stay an additional, like, semester the next year and just graduate halfway through. Because then I could have at least had the carpentry to, like, run with, you know?
Right.
Like, I liked it. I was good as fuck in the class, like. But never fucking went with it.
Dude, fucking Grant's classes fucking suck like that, though. Like, I took automotive, what was that, Mr. Hank or Mr. Hill? Hank Hill.
Hank Hill.
Hey. I think it was, I'm pretty sure his name was.
Bobby.
Bobby.
He was Mr. Hill. He was the only one that taught automotive.
He was the one that had he was that red-haired dude.
Yeah, he was a cunt.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then I had Laycock. That was the only two fucking, oh hell, you mean you were in that class.
Laycock.
And fucking, yeah.
I layer some cock.
Dude, I took that all the shot class, dumb, dude.
He guy was getting fucked with by all everyone else. What was it? Remember McElroy was in there? And he would always fuck with him?
Yeah.
I think his name was Justin McElroy, maybe. I don't know. Don't look that up.
Dude, everybody used to fucking fuck with this teacher. Like, and half the time he'd be talking to me about my grades in the middle of class, and I'm like... Yeah. He's like, oh, you know where you're at right now, right? Like, you're going to fill this class? And I was like, yeah, I guess so, man.
Dude, I took that class not knowing what the fuck it was. Right. Like, and they're like, this is a lathe. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck this is for. Like, I think I took that in, like, freshman year, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
And I can sound join.
There you go.
Oh, just shit. Did that.
One more. Made one for the back.
His eyes were like, no, I don't know about that.
You said all of a sudden your eyes are like,
one more back real safe side.
That was, oh, that's a piece of the table. I was like, fuck, dude, you can put a whole set of other legs back there and make it double safe. Oh.
No.
Shit.
No, you need to slice off just.
No, dude, you can push it in. Man.
Yeah.
No.
Well.
Almost.
Shit. Kinda. Cunt hair. Hell, dude, use that sander.
Take the hammer, do it.
Fuck the hammer. Dude.
Just tap the hammer down on
it. There's that, the yellow ones over there.
Want a maraca?
Maraca.
It's a sand hammer.
That's one of those, what is it? It's got them fucking beads and shit.
Yeah, like weighted.
Yeah, I don't even think you'll have to screw that motherfucker in.
No, I probably still would on the side you just put in it.
Oh, yeah, I would have screwed it in.
God, Bruce sounds like he's dying with a fucking right in the nose, dude.
Dude sucks.
We got his ass out here in fucking 32 degree weather. Yep. Yeah. It's not freezing yet, but.
It would have been nice and fucking warm. What if fucking stupid ass, dumb ass fucking Home Depot?
Yeah, sponsored by Home Depot.
You fucking assholes. Trying to blow shit up.
Shitty customer service.
Fucking trying to blow me and my brother up.
Imagine that lawsuit. They're like, well, what was it that happened? And then all of a sudden they looked at it and they're like, oh, yeah, it's coming. Yeah. I'm like, bend over, guys.
My brother, we wouldn't have been around, dude.
They're like, we're going to settle this outside of court. What's it going to take?
This garage?
No?
Yeah, no.
Not this thing blew up.
Oh, that one too? No. Is that one empty?
No, that's the full one. That's the one that was leaking on us.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
Brand fucking new. Well.
Fuck you, Home Depot. Yep. Oh, dude, for fuck's sakes, you and your fucking meth pipe lighter.
Can't never get that motherfucker to work.
Here, look, see?
That work?
There's literally one right here.
Use a bro lighter.
I just filled it up, yeah, with this fucking goofy ass fucking shit.
Whatever, dude.
Where's your fucking hemp rope at for it?
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, that comes with it.
No, it don't.
Yes, it does.
No, it don't.
Yeah, they say they even have one outside of the package. It shows the hemp rope like.
It didn't come in a package. It came just like that.
Look at the sign when we go in there next time. I guarantee you'll go in there another time. Because it shows this, and then it shows like the hemp rope wrapped around and like up this basically.
It didn't come with the hemp rope, motherfucker.
I'm telling you.
Goddamn.
It was supposed to,
I hate you. Quit touching my shit.
Just saying.
I hate you.
Fuck. I need a new co-host for this fucking podcast. Everybody's interested.
Listen to him. He's a fucking megalomaniac.
The power's gone to my fucking head.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, laughing like
Jay. You have New Year's off.
Fuck no, I didn't have New Year's off.
Fuck, and we're both even fucking years again.
Huh?
You had to work New Year's and fucking
Christmas? I worked both Christmas days and both New Year's days.
Time and a half?
Oh, for New Year's Day, I got holiday pay, and for Christmas Day, I got holiday pay. They didn't pay me for Eve's. Dude. Which is dumb, but it's whatever.
But you still got paid on top of what on you already made. Of, like.
Yeah. All that, and that's all that fucking OT I got also. These motherfuckers.
This bitch is fucking for me.
There you go.
And it's all.
It just fucking slams down, breaks. Fuck this chair.
Do the third one. Do the third one.
Huh?
I did to the matching one. Too.
Oh.
I fucking hit myself out here. I took that fucking bitch and broke it in fucking... It's firewood underneath my fucking firewood.
That is, no, dude, that's what you ought to do.
Yeah, fuck
get a nice
that,
little
dude.
Oven in here.
And I just, know, I was thinking of a...
That wouldn't be half bad.
Fucking cast iron one or some shit.
Just leave the chimney straight up.
My homemade pistol. Fucking works.
Yeah.
The chair right there, Richie. Yeah.
Oh, this is a fat boy.
Wait for Chris to come in and fuck this up. Or he's going to try to do the same thing. Step on that as a leg to break it off.
Or he's going to say, oh, man, look, he's a wolf. Take it.
Or he's going to use the other fucking side of it and snap the other side. Oh, he's breaking out the good stuff. Is that the alcohol? I know they used to make alcohol with those. Are those with alcohol?
Cough drops, menthol.
Menthol.
Suppressant, oral.
Oral.
Hey, baby. Speaking of, dude, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, I want to hear these stories, y'all.
Got me a new girly friend.
Did you?
Yeah.
So you said fuck that one?
Fuck this one down the corner, yeah. Yeah, no, I knew that one from the get-go. That one wasn't.
He thought about it for about a week, and then once he realized that, like, I remember his attitude before he went to her house and then after he went to his house.
Yeah.
Because he came over, and it was just, like, the way he talked about her at that point was, like, different than before.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. It was exactly that. Like,
there's a lot of Britney qualities in that one.
At least you got her kids. I mean, that's a pre-Britney step. Maybe it's good enough to
I'll give you her fucking number.
Shit, I'm gonna.
These are
15s. 15s?
Yeah. These are 15 wides.
13s.
Yeah, I got fat foot.
Damn.
I got fat foot disease.
Me too, man. I feel bad, man.
I'm gonna tell you what, you know where to go?
Wides too.
Tell you where to go. Hit up a Ross.
That's where I go. That's where I get these.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Look, dude. These are so fucking old.
They got those New Balances?
Feelers.
Feelers.
They got no soles.
Yeah, no, dude. That's the only place I see them sell feelers.
Go to fucking Ross. Yeah. I was like, dude, fucking feelers. Fucking ain't right. I'm from the 90s.
Oh, work buddy Mike. He rocks in feelers like a motherfucker.
Yeah. I think on this one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I wear the fuck out of
these. You just get some shoe glue
for
that. They're
just comfortable,
you know? Dude, these are fucking... I put these on for the first time today.
If you step on a rock, you feel it.
Yeah.
Because there's no sole left.
Right.
You feel it, but they're just so...
Shit, even in the other ones, like the shoes I've had, they're comfortable, they move with your foot really well, but like...
Well,
your structure to your ankles weak.
Tomorrow, dude.
There you go. Get
you
some.
Get you a fucking pair of shoes. Bro,
the biggest pair I've seen there.
I need to buy me a pair of steel toes, too, because I get money back at work for that. Like, I got to give them a receipt, and they sell it back.
Because
I got these ones, but they're shitty Walmart ones.
Then I'm going to take you right down to Madison Avenue.
Them fucking boots I bought from Walmart, it's like those are the ones I got stuck with.
Oh, you talk about that Red Wings place or whatever?
It's kind of, yeah. It's right there by, across from the...
Mama Mia's?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a Red Wing store.
Red Wing.
Yeah, that's where I just took Scott. He never knew it was there.
They, what?
Yeah.
That's some expensive shit.
Scott never knew it was there.
Yeah. See, I think there's a Red Wing store, and there's like, there was like an antique mall or some shit right next to it.
Right.
He went to Glen Carbon all the time.
Yeah.
He never knew that fucker. I'm like, dude, there's a boot store. He's like, where? I'm like,
yeah, dude.
Well, they don't really, fucking broadcast their shit out there.
I know, but.
They got like a small sign.
That's where they go.
Well, here's the thing, though. At least born.
No, he's making that's making money because that's been there for fucking ever.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think Scott didn't come here until like high school.
Well, you got to think
half his knowledge.
Why? Because I took him to Rule King. They got badass steel toes. That's where I got my boots.
Yeah.
They're like 150 or 175.
Yeah.
But they're not steel toes because I don't need them. No. Mine are just cutting grass.
Oh, that's what I ended up buying. I bought them at Walmart steel toes. Normally, you know, if you buy steel toes from Walmart, you're paying steel toe prices. But I
paid $50.
I put $30.
Yeah.
Really?
They're Brahmas, though.
Damn. But I bought boots from there in the 90s I'd had for 2-3 years.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Brahma's a Walmart brand.
Well, the thing is, the quality that even Walmart had before they started buying out all these small stores and shit.
They sell Reebok now.
Really?
They bought into Reebok.
No shit.
Hmm.
Yep, seeing all the shirts and shit now. I'm like, where the fuck's the shoes? Give me the fucking Reebok
shoes. Dude, it seems like their shoe section is just shit, dude.
It is. Dude, I literally bought
a pair of
them.
I remember when they used to be decent.
What's the ones from Shaq?
AM1s.
Yeah, so I bought a pair of them. Nice looking pair of shoes,
dude,
you know? I'm like, all right. Dude, it was like a month and a half. And this is just normal, like, working at the warehouse and shit. Nothing too crazy, you know?
Yeah, but you're putting a lot of walking on them.
You right,
a month
but
and a half at a warehouse.
Shit. And people are supposed to be using them for basketball shoes, and you're doing that much on the court, so I mean.
True.
Oh, hell, I wear Nikes. You don't see me fucking chucking out on the field, you know?
Yeah, Scott.
All right.
I'm never buying Nikes again.
Dude, I buy Nikes.
Oh, dude, fuck
Nike Dry Fit socks. They're the best socks in existence.
I don't give a
fucking that black dude, whatever, fucking, because he said they're
sponsored. Kaepernick? Yeah.
Dude, they're not sponsoring him no more, dude.
Who gives a fuck?
And that was before all this. He's the one that's called Nike racist because they put the Betsy Ross flag on the back of their shoe. They're
like,
not liberal.
Dude, I don't get it, man. You it's know? Like, dude, you really, like, you what was
the back of mine?
He wasn't going to
buy. No, fucking Betsy flags on mine.
Well, no, did you see, dude, that cyberpunk game that was coming out?
Yeah.
He wouldn't buy it.
Who?
Scott.
Why?
Because you're going to be a transsexual in the game.
Yeah, you can literally identify as whatever you want and just have, like, customized dicks. Like, literally.
Get the
I'm not even kidding you, dude.
Not like, not like your fucking says, dick, but it's like
no.
fucking area is grown.
It's not for kids to play or be around.
Playing. No, they've specifically
wow.
And Scott's like, out. I'm not playing that. I don't want to be around that
fucking
transvestite
time
shit.
Scott said that he didn't want to play something because of...
Battlefield, was it
like.
Battlefield 5?
He did not play 5, and me and John, and I think even Brandon was playing it.
Yeah.
And our buddy Mike Smart at the time. We all played
fuck
it.
Fuck that dude.
Yeah. But we all played it, and next thing you know...
There you go. Homemade ashtrays.
Put one on the middle.
Yeah, quit flicking in this fucking garage,
no,
you
the
piece of shit.
No, the flicking's good. My brother does the same, but he throws his fucking cigarettes... Look, you can see.
Yeah.
All right. But I usually pick mine up after I throw them down.
Yeah, I don't
when I leave.
No.
He knows that. They'll sit there.
Yeah.
I'll take the leaf blower and blow it underneath his fucking work bench, but...
But, you know, yeah, he wouldn't play the fucking Battlefield game because his women was in it.
And then after a while, that's all we were playing for, like, a good couple months with Battlefield 5.
Well, he was like, well, it's not accurate. They weren't around in World War II.
I agree to it 100% because, yeah, some of it, like... They had it in the United States. You could play as women, and that there was no combat rules for women. That was just it wasn't.
Oh, tell it to the fucking Russians.
The Russians had them. Yes, the Russians had them. Certain Chinese had because they just had the people.
Okay, and last time I checked, they were both in fucking World War II.
Yeah,
like that fucking song. Remember that fucking Sabaton song I was telling you about? Night Witches. Hell yeah, dude! I thought you were getting ready to chuck that at me for a second. But no, dude, the Night Witches. There's a song in this band that does nothing but war songs. And it's pretty dope. They did a song called Night, which was about the Russian air brigade ran by just women.
Yeah, and they flew and without lines.
They flew specialized planes. It wasn't specialized planes. They were crop duster planes. And they'd go over enemy territory, figure out where they're at, kill their engines in mid-flight, and just glide and just drop all types of hell on these fucking, what do they call them, Jerrys.
Did Justin Scott try to call them?
Who?
Scott.
No.
Try to call them to
oh, yeah, you did. Yeah,
say
you told
sorry.
Me. Oh,
oh,
damn.
Answer. And give Justin money.
Damn.
Tell me in person.
He was going to give him $100.
You know how many times he's seen me over here?
He goes,
here
if you'd answer the phone that day, let me say sorry, I was going to give him $100. I was like, damn. Because I don't want to just text him and say, hey, man, I'm going to give you money. Because I want him to answer because he's my friend.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean,
you know, no, that kind of that option kind of thing. Like,
right. He's been here how many times?
Yeah, I've been here literally. You know I walked past him the other day, and he just looked down when I walked past him. Like,
yeah, that's, I don't. He just his dad got him a Red Robin gift card, and he goes. I was looking at it, and he goes, I thought of Justin. I was something about you guys went to Red Robin. See, he knew it. He knew it. He goes, man, I was going to send him a picture of that card,
God.
And he would know exactly why.
Yeah, you fucking...
Somebody...
You shit your pants
and fell off. Yeah, you shit your car over some shit.
Dude, we're driving and he fucking just... He ate there with his dad, like his parents for like his birthday. And next thing you know, he fucking just... He didn't even say anything, dude. It just smelled and I was like, oh my God. Like I rolled down the window and I'm like,
he misses
what the
Justin,
fuck?
But he just...
Like,
I don't think he know. But the thing is, dude, I kicked his ass.
Yeah.
He called me like, dude, later.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you're throwing away a... 20 year? No.
He ain't tried saying shit to me.
Years.
But I think he's definitely got more beef with him.
Like 13, maybe.
Well,
it was like
high
that.
School, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it was since high school, yeah, because
yeah,
he come from Florida.
30, yeah, you guys only 30, so.
It's been about 15 years.
Yeah. Yeah, because he said he moved up here, I think he was like 14 or something, I think he said. Is when he started.
Because I, what, dude, that
he
was.
Met, he said he met you in high school.
Yeah. Well, we all then, met each other in Laycock's class. So.
Is that the. The
machine
shop.
Yeah. That's why we all fucking met. And it was mainly because I was making fun of some fucking dickhead. And it was Scott was in between me and this fucking dickhead. And Justin was right across from Scott. And I'd sit there and just rag on this fucking dude.
Just,
these guys
Scott's
would fucking crack the fuck up.
Hilarious as
well. I think Scott still remembers some of the shit I called him. And I was like, I don't even remember calling him that. And it was
right.
Like, I said he used to fuck goats or some shit like that.
I knew he used to call some dude.
Oh, who's a fucking Barton?
Matt Barton.
Matt Barton.
Yeah. Fuck that dude. Oh my God, dude. You know what? I swear to God, one I got on Facebook for the first time, and that was like I seen him come up one time, and I go and I was like, "What's up, bitch?" And he's like, "Who the fuck is this? You remember me, motherfucker?" I was just immediately starting shit with people. And it didn't really go anywhere. It was like, yeah, have a nice life, you fucking loser. I was like, yeah, whatever, dude. I'll fuck your mom later. Shit like that.
But yeah, he actually said he called to apologize.
He's here, ain't he?
I don't do that fucking phone call.
Yeah, I went upstairs.
Shit.
For see, apologies. That's the thing. I think he
if you're going to apologize to somebody, it needs to be fucking in person if you're
one. I think that's what it is. Like I don't think he can do it.
Oh, he's afraid of conference.
Maybe he knows he was in an ass about it. Like, went the wrong way about it.
Like, the only thing he has to do is fucking apologize, and then we'll go from there on fucking, on where it's going. It's not going to be all buddy-buddy right off the bat. You know, he's going to earn some shit back, that's for damn sure. But, nonetheless, he's going to have to do it in fucking person. Like, that fucking high school fucking girl drama.
Like, I guess he was downstairs phone. Until he heard you guys were coming over.
Yeah,
like,
well, Sam
still,
told him.
And you guys still didn't come over for like 2 hours, but nope, Susie heard it.
Yeah, no, fucking, apparently, he texted Sam, and Sam's like, yeah, I told him.
I said it right before we went going. To Hippie Spirits, because, like, we thought about it, like, when we were outside. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go sometime, and we were like, oh, yeah, let's just go now, like.
Hey, I went over to his house the other day.
I think it was Sam asked me, because, did you know Justin and John McMoran? I was like, no, I didn't know they were coming over. Fucking been out here working on a goddamn fucking Porsche, dude. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
That was kind of me, fucking.
You message him and tell him they can't come over?
Who?
You guys, because of Scott was home off work.
Sam was saying this?
Yeah, it was Scott or Sam or Andy. And I was like, you can fucking do it. I'm not telling them they can't fucking come over here.
Right. Well, dude, it was my idea. I was like, let's go over to fucking Richie's. You know, we'll do an episode bullshit for a minute.
You know, and I just figured that'd be a good way. Scott can fucking. It was, no, fucking right. I come in. I'm like, where's Scott? He goes, well, upstairs. I'm like, damn.
I think it's because he's afraid of confrontation, for sure.
Well, yeah.
Think about it like this. When he could have talked to fucking Dustin, and instead he grabbed my gun and was trying to, he was going to shoot somebody. That's how afraid he is, you know, and him talking to fucking somebody face-to-face isn't, unless his balls fucking drop.
Like, him and Brandon are finally, I guess, talking.
Oh, I don't know. I ain't talked to Brandon since he's been up here.
Regular basis now, I guess. Yeah. Was what,
Yeah, Brandon was saying some stuff about
Scott
it.
That's good, dude. I mean,
he's trying to make amends. I'd give him props for that, you know. He's trying to make amends, trying to make things right. You know, it's whatever. You know, it's good. But, yeah,
how can you throw away, like, a long relationship and
right.
your best friend?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Between me and him, you've known him longer.
Yeah.
And me and him's had it out. A few times where it's like, dude, fuck off, dude. And I think he's known that, and I ain't planning.
Scott had it out before for about a year.
Yeah.
This
ain't the first time them two got into it.
Okay.
No, he fucking, he wasn't even dating Sam. They just broke up or something like that, maybe by like a little bit. I was living over in Belleville still, I think. And
with
then
Holly,
we were
right?
Playing, yeah, we yeah. were playing, it was when like Battlefield 1 came out. We were playing that a bunch with everybody. Yeah. Well, I stopped pretty much talking to him altogether.
He was living in his own trailer his dad gave him up in the apartment. Because I went there and visited him a few times.
Well, he was talking about me wanting to... What was it? Oh, he said something. I guess Sam had tried starting shit with him about something. Oh, well, Justin's trying to say this or he's trying to do this. And all of a sudden, I'm like, no, I'm not, dude. Like, I was like, dude, like, who are you going to believe? Me or this chick? Like... I mean, I get it, you dated her and you banged her or whatever. I was like, but dude, like, you've known me for this long. Like, come on. And then next thing you know, he chose to believe her. So I was like, all right,
dude. I'm telling you,
like,
dude, pussy gets your fucking mind strapped up like that, man. Twisted.
Like, he had the chance to, like, date two chicks, that one from St. Louis.
Yeah.
Which he hadn't seen. Since not when we kicked his ass. He said he was with that Drake dude. So I don't know if maybe she knew where he was at, or he just decided to go ahead and come home because he was so.
But that's ironic timing. Yeah. That's still ironic timing. An hour.
And then that Danielle chick.
Yeah. Well, I think he's always been chatting with Danielle.
Like,
here's the thing, though.
He told me, he's like, well, this Danielle chick, I used to date her, and she's been talking. Just said she just wants to be friends and just talk. I said, well, dude, then talk to her.
But that's 100% not what it is.
I'm saying
that's what he thinks it is because that's what he's trying to.
That's because.
put out as.
There's nobody like Sam.
Because the thing is,
I get it. You know, he's trying to be fucking cool. Like that's what me and Brent need. It's like, dude, I'm trying not to find him, run another one of that bitch. Dude, in my mind, I won't fight. I can't take another one of those. If his mind's as broken as mine was, then I don't fucking blame him. You know.
But the thing is with this, okay, so one of the biggest things, Scott will always dog on me for my fucking. I don't have a religious belief. I don't believe in fucking all that shit. No, I don't dog on anybody all that.
Who do?
You know, I'm not.
Oh my!
Not, you know, I'm not a Satan worshiper, but I don't really believe there's anything there.
Yeah.
So that's basically what I went with. And
I lost that one. My dad.
Here comes Scott, like talking shit, you know. So then I'll debate with him for a little bit about it. Then he gets all pissy because I bring up points that he can't explain, you know, for his own fate. You know, I know what I believe in. I know what's all there, you know, but he did that shit. But the same thing, he does stuff like the money situation.
Dude, can Scott join in this podcast?
We can get him.
Can we get him on there?
We can.
Online?
Oh, like online? No, I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, I don't think he can.
So I would say fucking throw it in there, dude.
It's like this. We can, if you can get them down here, and we don't have to record it, but if you want to, we can fucking get them down here.
I don't care. He needs to come down on his own accord, though.
Well, that's the only thing.
That's
yeah.
the thing.
Yeah,
people telling him, hey, you need to come down here to talk to Justin, or hey, he's down here. It's just like, he knows I'm here.
Yeah, he knows you're here.
That's why he's been up there the whole time. Or they know. Maybe they told him I wasn't in yet, and I'm still out here, so he's downstairs. Now. I don't
know. Yes, yeah, like right now he could be downstairs. You never know. Right. But I think he's still upstairs. Like usually when Justin's here, he will not.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Come down.
Well, what did I say?
Bro, he thought Justin was still there, and he come down to party New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
He thought you was here.
Hmm.
And he goes, dude, I go in. I go down there. Everybody's fucking going.
I'm like, he came down. Second,
he's like,
here's the thing. Angie, I think that happened.
This way. Angie's been had a headache for a few days.
Yeah.
She was tired. She couldn't bed. She goes, yeah, then Sue and John. I said, dude, they got kids.
Yeah.
Their kids was ready to go to bed.
Yeah.
You know, so they.
And that storm was coming. I was out by like,
you know,
10:30.
And then,
I think that rolled in fucking like 1 o'clock.
Yeah,
so.
Well, it rolled in like even during. It was like starting to come in as like the fucking water and all that, and then
so,
it started freezing.
Scott's like, I just asked, so Scott just drank by himself because we let him drink because it was New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And we said, as long as you don't get ignorant, you can drink.
Dirt.
But of course, I woke up at 7 in the morning, we come out, we fired the gun, go back in. He's like, man, I wonder if I can get another drink. And I'm like, no.
All right.
Like, see, you can't give an alcoholic
more
drinks.
Honestly, I mean,
you know, we were just being cool because it was New Year's Eve.
That's what did I say? I was like, because he told me that, and I was like, look, I'm going to be the hard ass on it.
Give it in,
and
it's like, mile, dude. That's,
no, it's not even that. It's like, if he was serious about his shit, he'd have been like, nah, dude, I'm good. Right there.
He's still early in it,
but I think that's also me trying to fucking side with him a little bit. It's like, I get it. It's going to be hard.
Well, he's not drinking right now because it's being forced, yes. Yeah. If he was on his own free will and he had a place where he can go to do it.
And see, that's what I'm afraid of. He's going to get this apartment.
And it's
he's
just
going to drink. He's going to lose his job. He's going to call me. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I gave you your trunk. I gave it to you. That's it.
Yeah. That's what you got to do. I mean, Brandon did it that one time. He let him stay there, and it was like a weekend. There's like a bunch of Four Loko cans all around and like all that shit. Just sleeping on his couch. Like just trash everywhere and
see,
stuff.
See, that's what
and
Brandon
like,
should enforce. Hey, dude. No drinking in my house.
Right.
Not no drink or and not being drunk in my house.
Right.
Like I had to do.
Well, Brandon then was drinking a bit.
I got to the fight with Angie when the no drinking at my house was meant he wasn't supposed to be drunk in my fucking house.
Right.
But since I didn't fucking say that.
Loophole.
Yeah.
He used it.
Yeah.
Was driving around drinking or parking out front or going to his dad's house, you know.
Yeah.
And then coming to the house. He slipped up a few times in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then when he got his ass kicked, he said he was done. But look, we gave him a chance, he went ahead and jumped on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it?
I mean, that's a pretty celebratory
moment,
too. I
keep thinking
too,
I'm hearing that thing getting ready to open up.
Well, it might have been not closed all the way.
Yeah. Watch.
Is there a chain on the outside?
Oh. Wind blowing
like
it.
That?
Yeah.
Like to leave that. We took the boards down. Made a motherfucking window, dude.
Fucking drive through.
The window was there. Just had boards. We did the same thing down there.
Yeah.
So, and then I was like, we just had this little latch lock on it. I'm like, dude, that is not going to keep.
Nah.
I mean, you can pop that.
That's a barricade. What is that? What is that made out of?
Metal.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, there you go. So the most it's going to do is bend in there.
Now, even that ain't coming out.
You and your fucking brother. He's Chris, your brother, right? Or is that his name? Y'all just started making some fucking videos of that shit, the shit you making in here.
We've done a few on TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah, we done that'd a couple.
Like, do some YouTube shit, like, because you'd be surprised how many people are out
there. He likes it. Like, we did one on, we did a TikTok video on making the fucking have bat you seen that thing, fucking, dude.
Yeah.
Have you seen
it? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, he's making it.
No.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah. Like,
have you seen
it? We tested it too.
On what?
On that outside there on the picnic table,
the big wood one.
Headboard thing.
Oh fuck.
Oh yeah. Let's see.
So it'd be like the hillbilly dude on fucking YouTube.
Oh.
He does all kinds of fucking crazy shit on.
Dude, there. I've been fucking experimenting on TikTok. Not fucking with the videos, but I've been watching TikToks now. Ashley sends me them. Now fucking Dustin sends me them. I was like, fuck. All right.
You on TikTok? You got TikTok at least?
Yeah, but I'm not like making videos.
No, yeah. I do.
Do
all about my wife. How her pussy stinks. The fucking she's been butt fucked. All kinds of shit, dude. I made her TikTok famous. All right, let's see. How do I go?
Fuck no, dude. Here.
Yeah, how many people you said you had?
I got 1,000.
Fuck off.
169
followers,
I think.
God damn, dude.
1,169.
Son of a bitch.
Here, I'll show you this. This is shit I do of my wife, bro. Oh, that fuck cocksucker took the sound off.
MMD's gonna...
19 ain't the prettiest thing I've ever seen in my fucking life. But if I was on death row, your pussy would be my last meal request.
She getting used to it. I'll show you the beginning ones, dude. Where
and she was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, she was not used. And it's a lot of my kid.
Yeah. Man. Oh, I think MMD's about to come up with a fucking TikTok account.
Yeah.
That's the first one.
He's shaking the camera to song.
And then, that one. Crack hole through your I pretty much turned her fucking.
I seen that one.
Oh, yeah.
We're scared to death of her. Hashtag scary wife.
True. So that she can come home and like spew it out onto me. That's okay. That's God's
word.
I look in the mirror and what do I see?
A fat motherfucker looking back at me. Is myself. Yeah, Wayne, I do like a lot of Wayne. So he likes to dance and stuff.
Now look, I ain't saying he ain't the prettiest thing I've ever seen in my fucking life. But if I was on death row, you're pussy.
Yeah. Awesome. I've already done that one. Oh yeah. Sweets, probably motherfucking diabetes.
Oh fuck.
I think it's very vital. He just likes to dance and jump around and shit. So I'll do shit like that of him.
Oh.
Like, this was perfect, dude. Like, he jumps up and the color changes. I think it's this one. No, not that one. This one. He jumps right at the perfect timing. Ah, oh, fuck, it ain't that one. Damn, it's one of them. Oh, yeah, look, Spider-Man. I did, like, the old 70s.
Yeah. Movie.
Yeah, this one.
Dude, I have the song on my fucking Pandora.
Dude, fucking Sierra played for me one time, and I was like, yeah, I'm tired of this.
Boom. But yeah.
Yeah, I think MD might come out with a fucking TikTok. We're going to ruin some fucking shit.
Every time I see you, I think of
time my wife and I have sex, I take a dollar and I put it in an envelope next to the bed. At the end of the year, I take that money and I get her a Christmas gift. So far this year, I've made enough to get her a McDonald's McChicken sandwich.
Yeah, she fucking,
that's good shit.
I made her fucking TikTok famous, dude. Let's see.
So,
my brother's shit.
Got a question. Felt like a slut the other day. Oh, no. For the first time ever.
Like you got used?
Oh, dude.
She drained the job.
Oh, it's a bat. Like a car seat. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
I don't think Justin's seen you, have you, Justin?
Uh-uh, yeah.
Dude, he chucked the shit out of that thing.
Yeah.
Wow! Hell yeah, dude. That's where he's watching just start making fucking apocalypse weapons now on. But
hey, we're gonna need them when all ammunition runs out.
Oh, dude, I actually was able to get 2 boxes of 410 the other day.
No shit.
I fucking couldn't believe it.
410.
Regular
really?
410. Regular old fucking bird shot. Target fucking practicing, dude.
Huh.
Fucking $14.79 a box.
How much does it normally run?
Fucking $8.
Hey, what kind? Was it federal or?
No, just some old shit, dude. Just ammo's fucking high.
Chris is talking about making his own now. My brother-in-law.
I'm thinking about doing the same thing. I got the loaders and shit. I just need the machinery.
Well, that's what he says. He says
learn how to do it.
He's got all he needs.
Yeah.
He's got a press. He's got all the fucking casings. He cannot get a hold of fucking primers or nothing.
See, I can do mine for. Mine's by like hand. It's got a little hammer.
No, well, it's here. He's got the fucking.
Yeah, I'd like to have. Poof. Yeah.
Yeah. Where it just presses the whole round together.
Yeah. It fills, presses. When you press it, puts the bullet and the primer into it all together.
Right.
And it's like, dude, that's a fucking expensive fucking piece, man.
The primers, they usually. I've seen some people actually talk about just getting bags of primers. Like,
yeah.
They're fucking insane. Like, just. Like, luckily, they're just like, oh, yeah, I got this good deal on these. And I'm like, man, yeah, because I don't see them too, you know, around too much. So,
got a blowjob the other night. Yeah. First one in about a year and a half.
All right.
And I couldn't do it. I swear to God. I'll never get off on a blowjob. And I feel bad for fucking saying that shit. But God damn, bro. If she wasn't doing this to save her fucking life. Oh. And it's like, I still couldn't do it, you know? But I was like, I'm sitting there laying there. I was like, oh, what the fuck is that feeling? Slobber just going straight down my butthole, dude. And I was like, what the fuck? And I looked at her. I was like, dude, I feel like a slut. I was like, dude, this is so weird. Because it was just type shit. And I'm like, oh, fuck, dude.
We're going to see if he's awake.
Oh, hold on, we'll be right back.
No.
Oh, now we're keeping it? All right. Dude, that fucking wall.
Like, do you want to join the podcast, Scott?
Oh, shit.
I'm on the phone.
We're going to get Scott on the line. Scotty boy Coleman. Price Scotty sleep. Doesn't know. Let me hear me.
Yeah, he's sleeping.
Why is he just pulling up Collinsville?
That's probably where the phone's from.
No, our phones are from,
Oh, he bought. That's right.
Yeah, right here in town. I think mine is just Collins. I think it's the 444 is what does it. I think mine actually shows like Glenn Carbon.
Yeah.
Or some shit, or some, because mine's 666.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure exactly.
Hold up.
What if
you know who should call? You. You're the one who should call him.
Yeah, you should call, especially sleeping, so he won't answer and be like, oh. Man.
Man, I was feeling pretty bad. And I thought
he probably just looked at that. Honestly. He probably just looked at that and just screamed the fuck out of that.
You know what that is? That's
you think so? You think he screamed me?
Yeah, because he knows you're out here probably too. Like, because I said it pretty loud.
Oh,
I was
especially
like, hey Scott, or I was like, hey, are you coming out here?
Well, hold on. Oh,
there's the house. See. Hello.
Hello.
What up, buddy?
Do you remember where I did with that? Oh. Long blue charger?
Yes!
No, why?
because different.
But where's that long red one I just gave you?
Oh, shit.
That's not C.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It charges my other phone.
Dude, that is a Type C. It's a wide thing.
How many phones you got?
Type C is the ones where they're flat on both sides.
Yeah, they're like,
no teeth.
Yeah.
No teeth.
What are you doing? Anyone come and join the podcast?
Wow. Hey, it's not even on video.
Hey, Adam, guess what?
What?
You're on the podcast now.
Say hi.
Ooh. Say hi, guys.
Say hi to all 10 of our fans.
Did you hang up? Hello?
No.
Oh. Motherfucker, hung up. Hey, is the food here yet?
No.
Okay.
What food?
I don't know. They're getting some pizza.
Oh. Give me a fucking smoke, you fucking bum.
And what did you do with my, the AirPods?
The what?
AirPods.
The white thingies?
Yeah.
Back in the drawer?
God, dude.
Back in that top drawer.
Alright. Oh.
You want to come out and hang out for about, we only got about 15 minutes left.
Oh, fuck, dude. We still got plenty of shit to talk about. We still got to talk about the robbery.
Hey, what's Scott doing? Sleeping?
I don't know.
He hasn't come out of the room at all?
Go over there and hit him in the dick. if he's sleeping.
Dude, look at that shit. It looks like fucking oregano.
Right, dude. He fuck, it's like dude, fine thing, grain.
Yeah. I bet you it probably burned a lot easier.
Yeah?
He's using a fucking torch.
The door's wide open.
It's like, dude, you're going to burn most of your fucking shit away.
It doesn't do
that. Oh, the Lana's room?
It's a control burn.
Adam, is that you said?
Huh?
Lana's room's wide open?
Yeah.
So he's downstairs.
So.
Or a pooper.
Well, walk up there with the phone and see if he's sleeping.
Or he's right behind the door just listening to us.
I'm in my room.
Oh, well, look in the room and see if he's in there sleeping.
Quit beating off in there, dude. Get the door wide open.
Yeah, fucking Scott. I told him to light it real quick. He pulls this fucking down and snaps the fucking lid off of it. I said, what are you thinking? He goes, I thought it was the trigger.
Is he sleeping?
What is that? What's the part he broke? What is that?
The lid. It's supposed to go over the top of this.
Oh,
all right, hang on. Bye.
Be right back. All right, we'll be right back.
I tried.
We're back.
I tried with my wife to use
this. How'd that lean thing go down?
Oh, dude, that was great.
I fucking hate you.
Dude, it was awesome. So it's the shit that, you know, like rappers go out and they fucking drink. It's like basically like a strong like codeine mixture.
Oh, yeah.
No, dude, it's pure codeine with soda.
When did you have this?
When Brandon was down?
Yeah, it was
about
November.
Who had the codeine?
Dude, Brandon bought a fucking thing like this big.
Yeah, it's like this whole container, dude. And like basically like... It's up like this, and it's so many, like, you put so much in, like, so
dude,
many
he makes money,
doesn't
he, where he works at, huh?
That right there, well, I don't want to say where he got it from. He told us, but...
Like, the money,
though. Oh, yeah, dude. He's in the security game, too.
Yeah.
But he works for a company I worked with, and I couldn't stand them motherfuckers.
His is armed, though, isn't it, or no?
No.
No.
See,
he got an armed position somewhere.
But his is like...
Yeah, they offered, and I think he turned out.
His is like... His is a plant... Three times the size of fucking Granite City Steel, apparently.
Yeah. Damn.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it's a big plant. When I was down there, we looked at it, like...
And I was like, God damn!
Well, yeah,
because
right. You know, because when he was here, he bought like $500 of bills, and then trying, you know, you just said he bought like a bill. Fuck.
Well, I think I don't know how long he's been sitting
on that.
I think
he had that before. He bought that a couple months before.
He had that in Texas.
What he was gonna do is he was gonna bring it down, and it was gonna be for me, Scott, and him, and we were gonna just all hang out and do that, you know, one night. And then Scott was being a big dick bag after we came down there. And then he's fucking me around. Brandon seen that and was like, dude, like, you don't do that to your buddies. Like, so then he just took his half when he was at home, and then came down with the other two, and then we did it. So.
Fuck yeah.
Well, I mean, you can't say we didn't try fucking getting his ass down here that one day. I mean,
yes, I didn't know about that.
It was raining and shit, and we're like, we're not sitting out here waiting for his ass.
Later.
Yeah. We waited outside for what, 10 minutes at least.
Oh, it was at least 15.
I mean, we called. What the fuck?
No, Adam.
Adam. We called him down. It's like, go check and see if Scott's
like, well, sleeping. He wouldn't answer.
Yeah.
Because I walked in one day, and watched his eyes go.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my first sleeping. Why not walk out? And then comes like a lady come up. I don't know if he thought it was somebody coming in like Justin or something. He's trying to pretend he was sleeping, you know? Because he already slept till like 3:30.
Yeah.
4 o'clock in the afternoon. No, 5. Something like that. And then got up and was ready.
This is probably one of the other best things about this is that this is the perfect fit to put that out. Like, and it's, I just realized it today when I looked at it.
Literally what that's for right there.
That's amazing. Or yeah, but this is just perfect size to cut off oxygen.
Until it fucking like kills it and blows up in your fucking hand.
No, that's probably too thick for it to.
Yeah.
As soon as that puts it on there, that's how it works. It kills the oxygen. So.
Jesus Christ. Well,
any fire, basically, that's oxygen fed will die in 7 seconds if it doesn't get oxygen. So, I mean.
So I killed a few homeboys down there at the gas station during a robbery. That was fucking, dude, I've never seen a robbery before go down like that.
Dude, I went back there later again that day.
Yeah.
There was 3 cops in there.
They're probably on fucking watch now.
Like, in the back part.
Oh.
Like, in the glass area.
Probably getting the fucking tapes. Yeah. Because it was, I mean, dude, it was like about 10 o'clock when that shit happened. And I was like, because I was with a crazy ass.
You get your piece on you now?
It's in the truck. But it's in the same spot.
Oh, in the pawn shop.
Yeah, pawn shop.
Oh, hell, you got it paid off now, shit.
Oh, yeah, it's mine now, so.
Fuck, I think I paid mine off today. He paid his, yesterday?
Yours off today. Wednesday.
Paid off.
You had to put yours in pawn?
Oh, yeah, for like $100.
Oh, there's pawn, guys. Look at that. Not in the pawn shop.
Let's see who's a quicker draw.
I did lose my fucking 380 flick. In there, though. That fucked sucked.
You lost your what?
I lost my 380 in pawn.
Oh, yeah.
I had a pawn that one in my course. And,
bro, and, wait. I know if I go up to that pawn shop again, I might fucking put down on that judge.
Dude, I'm telling you, you ought to, dude. Take that fucking stupid free money, dude. Take that fucking $300, dude, and go put it on there. And all you have to do is 50-50 for the next 4 months.
Yeah.
Because they give, I think it's either 6 months or a year.
I may just throw $100 on it and go at it like that. Because by then, taxes will be around.
I got a fucking gun, dude. That was my next choice.
This is the same one. This is the one you got.
No, I was talking about the judge. Like that was the one I was talking to my dad about because he gave that that other one to Emily.
Bro, I'm telling you.
He put it on his will for her to get
I wish I would have taken a picture of it. I should have. And, like, send it to y'all. Because I swear, you could beat someone to death with this gun. All right? That's how fucking big it was. It wasn't, like, the Raging Judge. And it had, like, a 2-3-inch barrel to it. Like, you remember the black one I had, how small it was? You can fucking just, right here?
Right.
This thing, you're definitely got the fucking side on it or some shit.
Yeah, the way I see it, if you get a judge, you might as well get the longest barrel length that can still be concealed.
Yeah, the judge is more for fun. Right.
Yeah. It's well, the fucking Raging
Judge. I would carry it for carry.
Or
like,
to carry it home, or more for home protection.
You know? Well, dude, the only time I brought the judge around was to show off.
Dude, if you do if you do like 2 shots that are just straight like 410 fucking
and the rest 45. Shots,
and then do the rest, the 45 fucking long.
The 2 bird shots, that's your warning in the ass.
Yeah, right. And then all of a sudden they're still there. You're throwing this fucking motherfucker through a wall, like.
Or God damn, dude. Salt.
Salt rock.
Well, dude, that's Richard.
I've been hit by salt rock.
No, who was that? The guy I bought it from.
Dude, it sucks.
Gave me 3 shots of 410.
Was on the wrong fucking property.
And it was rubber ball shots. It was like the little fucking slug. It's like slug. No, it was like.
Like the same shit they use for like.
It was like triple lot. No, it was like triple lot buckshot, but it was rubber.
Right.
And I had 3 shots of those and like, oh, I wish a motherfucker would.
Yeah, that shit's still lethal within a certain range or a certain hit distance.
Dude,
like,
holy shit.
What's up?
With all the fucking snow and ice.
Yeah. Missouri's getting fucking hammered.
That's live right now. That's right now.
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
Holy shit. And look at the porch. You can see it fuck come down right by the light.
Yeah.
Look at that. Right there by the porch light.
Yeah.
Welcome to Illinois, home of the frozen hell tundra.
Yeah.
Fuck this goddamn state, dude.
How the fuck is shit picking up? My shit's off.
Texas. I'm telling you.
Oh, Texas here.
Man, shitty home and death. It's shit that fucks up so we don't have heat.
Sorry, guys. Oh. Finish off without me.
Oh, we only got a few minutes left. There was more shit I had to talk about. Now I kind of, like, blanked out about it. The robbery and the sloppy blowjob, dude.
Okay, talk about that. Well, you did say, like, 2 other things, though, and I can't remember what the hell they were.
I'm going down there fucking prepared next time. Like, I'm supposed to go down there next paycheck and go see her. And hopefully I've got 4 days off, you know. It doesn't flick because it's too goddamn cold right now. Like,
is that the right way, right?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Flick it. You got to put some force to it.
God damn, yeah. A little WD-40 yet?
You can. Normally it flicks out fine, but I think it's just because it's been sitting in the cold.
Yeah, it could just be the metal for it.
Yeah.
That's somewhere. I got the one with the straw on it.
But,
Hell yeah.
Fuck, dude.
Motherfucker. I just fucking used that shit.
Oh, fuck. We've been sitting here talking to you, just nothing but breath.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Fuck.
Man.
So you gonna go in there and talk to Scott if he's down there?
No, I'm going to eat
pizza. No, I'm talking about Justin.
No,
if we go in there and he's down there.
If he's down there
eating pizza right now and he's like, oh.
If he's down there eating pizza and if I walk by him, you don't say something.
Dude, you should pull a gangster move. Look at him, he's got pizza in his hand, just take the pizza and
take a bite off it.
And then set it back on his plate.
No, just take it right out of his hand and eat it and walk away. Just a gangster move, dude.
Straight bite, set it down.
I don't even want the rest.
Take the toppings off and just, oh.
Yeah, yeah. Just grab it with my hands and, like, peel them all off into a ball and just be like, oh.
This is mine now.
You get the bread.
Oh. Well, I think we're going to get up out of here then. If I can get warm at least. Shit.
So again next week. Same
Hopefully.
Time, same
like I said,
channel.
This was a fucking month in the making.
What heat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And bringing a space heater.
If we get that going, then hell yeah, we'll be good out of here. Shit.
I'm taking that thing back tomorrow, so.
Chuck it right through their fucking window.
Shit, we can go check out that.
All right, we're out here, ladies and gents.
Huh?